Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Lok Sabha has taken up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the government has given a strong message to Pakistan that terrorism and talks cannot go together. Speaking in the House, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government was unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist act in Pahalgam. Ramshankar Rajbhar of Samajwadi Party, Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh also spoke on Operation Sindoor. The discussion is underway. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar on various issues. Home Minister Mamanathum called on Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. The meeting had detailed discussion on matters concerning law and order in the state, with particular focus on the challenges faced in the Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts. The Governor emphasized that all-out efforts should be made to instill a sense of security amongst the people, particularly the vulnerable section of society. The Governor, who chaired a security review meeting at Namsai on Saturday, shared his observations with the Home Minister regarding the challenges faced by villagers living in far-flung and difficult-to-access locations in the TCL region. In Changlang District, Deputy Commissioner Vishal Shah shared a review meeting with officials from Power Grid Corporation today. The meeting focused on the long-delayed 132 kV and 33 kV transmission line projects. Expressing serious concern over the delay of more than 3 years, the DC highlighted immense hardship faced by the public, especially early during the peak summer months due to inconsistent power supply. He urged the power grid authorities to expedite the work, deploy more manpower on the ground and ensure faster execution of pending tasks. Acting on credible intelligence regarding an interstate vehicle theft and smuggling racket, the Itanagar Capital Police have successfully dismantled a large interstate vehicle smuggling syndicate operating across multiple states. The crackdown had commenced on July 2nd last, and during the course of the investigation, a total of 57 high-end stolen vehicles were recovered from various locations across the ICR. Upon verification, all the vehicles were found to be blacklisted and linked to theft and robbery cases across Delhi, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and other states. In the meantime, efforts are ongoing to trace the remaining absconding members of the racket and to recover additional stolen vehicles circulating in the region. Under the Vibrant Village program, a horticulture awareness input distribution program was successfully conducted at Jimithang Circle in Thong District today. The initiative is a part of the Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture, a centrally sponsored scheme aimed to equip farmers with knowledge, tools and resources to adopt sustainable horticultural practices. The event witnessed participation from Gaonguras, PRI members, ITPP personnel, horticulture officials and other stakeholders, reflecting a collaborative effort towards rural development and agricultural prosperity. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, led by Chairperson Yalem Taga Burang, made their maiden official visit to the district jail Julang and women police station Itanagar today. The team had a meeting with the IGP and Deputy SP of jail and reviewed the conditions of women inmates and the facilities being provided. The APSCW team made a round of health facilities and inmates' houses. In the meantime, the commission has urged the state government to include tailoring and baking as part of their vocational training. On the occasion of World Hepatitis Day, a large-scale mass viral hepatitis B and C screening camp was organized at Deepak Navam Living Home at Sopo Doimukh today. The screening, organized in collaboration with the State National Viral Hepatitis Control Program, National Health Mission, Nahalagun, saw an enthusiastic participation from the community and dignitaries. Nambam Bipak Vivek and Papumpare DC Bishaka Yadav attended the camp. World Hepatitis Day was observed at the Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya Anini today. The event was organized by the Dibang Valley District Health Society, aimed at enhancing public awareness regarding viral hepatitis and its implications for public health. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.